Reading from Walking in His Ways by Nancy Taylor Tate. Page 222. A Commitment to the Lord. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. Psalm 5:3. The parousia of the Lord speaks of the presencing of the Lord which precedes the second coming of Christ. The Lord is raising up a people of His presence today as a witness or sample of the Lord Jesus Christ, that His presence might be made known, so others too might come to see and know Christ. We are called to be a witness. Acts 1:8. The Lord is coming to be glorified and admired in His people. 2 Thessalonians 1:10. He is inviting us to become joined with Him in who He is and what He is doing today. There is no greater fellowship or fulfillment in this life than our personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 42:7 speaks of deep calling unto deep. The deep in the heart of God is calling out to the deep inside of us, that we might come to know Him in a deeper way, fellowshipping with Him in His purposes. I have learned that there is no better way for a relationship to deepen than to spend time together. Your relationship grows as you spend time together in the normal activities of life, and that is good. But you also need quality time together away from the daily routine, where things on your heart that otherwise might not have been shared can find expression. In our walk with the Lord, we are to practice His presence, living every moment of every day in fellowship with Him. Yet we also need quality times of fellowship away from the busyness of life. Both dimensions of time together are vital for a growing relationship. I like to start each day in fellowship with the Lord. One of the first things I do each morning is talk with the Lord, whether by giving thanks, expressing worship, asking for wisdom, or praying for someone on my heart. I can't imagine starting my day any other way as I consecrate the day to Him. However, I believe Psalm 3 can also be applied in another way. Morning can speak not just of a time of day, but of making the Lord the first priority in our lives. Not when all else fails we seek Him, but first, as a lifestyle, and the way we think and live. What time of day are you free to prioritize your time? Is it after the kids are off to school? Or when you first come home from work? Maybe it is first thing in the morning. Or in the evening, when you can finally settle down for some quiet moments before going to sleep. Day by day, may we find that time and prioritize our fellowship with the Lord. From these times, may the Lord touch, bless, and fill you with a fresh anointing, that you might be strengthened, encouraged, and empowered to walk in His ways with increased understanding, purpose, and joy. The preparation of a people for the end-time purposes of the Lord. The establishing of places marked by the presence of the Lord. It begins in our prayer closets, and day by day continues to flow from there. May we be a part of that people who He is raising up today, those whose lives are marked by His presence. May we become carriers of His presence, joined with Him in who He is and what He is doing today. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. Psalm 5:3. As we take time to fellowship with the Lord in a deeper way, we will never regret it. Let's pray. Our Father, we look up to You. We look to You as Lord and Savior. Father, when we accepted You as our Savior, we gladly accepted the promises You gave us for eternal life, and we look forward to those, Father, but yet we know there's more You would have us to do here. There's more that you would have to do on earth. There's things that you have planned for us here that move your kingdom forward. And Father, in order to ready ourselves for that, we pray that we will be committed to you, that we will make the time. And Father, that's not something that happens accidentally. We have to plan for it. We have to strive to make sure that we set our priorities that show that you are Lord, that you are the one who sets our path, who determines our priorities. So, Father, we pray every day that we would continue in your word, that we would continue in prayer, we continue in those things that strengthen our faith, that strengthen our walk. We pray that as our time goes by, we draw even closer and closer to you, Father, as we know that as we draw close to you, you will draw closer to us. So we pray to continue in that, Father, for all of our days, that we would be strengthened, that we would be uplifted, that we would be in close fellowship with you, that your ways may be our ways, and our ways would always be your ways. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him. And He will direct your path. And He will direct your path. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart.